There's a pretty clear theme in today's readings, and that theme, I think, comes down to one word: choice. We can either choose life and prosperity, or we can choose death and doom. We can choose God, or we can choose against God. In the gospel, the same thing happens. The key operative word there is if. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Once again, a choice. There are some things in life we don't choose. The Hellman family is experiencing that this morning. It's not a choice they certainly made in losing their mother, their wife. But now, sitting here, we all do have a choice. It's a choice that we have to make every day, to take up our cross, to follow the Lord, to choose life. And what allows us to do that continuously, day in and day out, is a realization that there are some things that are worse than others. We oftentimes think that maybe the very worst thing that could happen to us is that we could pass away. That's not true. That's not the worst thing that could happen to us. Why? Because it happens to all of us someday. We just heard yesterday when we had ashes put on our forehead, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That's true for all of us. And so the worst thing that could happen to us is not death. It's not the worst thing. The worst thing that could happen to us is we lose God, that we choose against God, that we choose another God. Let's remember that every single day we have a choice to make. It's a choice between death and life. No matter who we are, no matter what we're experiencing, we can always choose life. We can always choose Christ. Always. So, school kids, Hannah and Kendall and Russ, they have to choose Christ. They have to choose him and say, Jesus, I trust in you. So let's make sure we're encouraging them to keep perspective, to choose Jesus, because he's always there for them. We have two options. We can choose the way of the world, or we can choose the way of the cross. Lent is a time where we choose the way of the cross, because that is the road to salvation. That is the road to life.